Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ba-da-da-ba-da.
Halal Show Season 2 Mix Number
19.
Welcome to the Halal Halal Show, everybody.
Hello. This is the show where we talk about everything and anything under the sun. It's so weird that I have a lot of energy right now, maybe because I took like a mini tiny nap, but I didn't get to drink my iced coffee this morning. It was such a weird morning. I felt a little, I don't know, down, but you know what? Or a little tired. But I have energy and I cannot wait to talk about about the TTs today. Especially, yeah. No, you know what? I do know why I have the energy. It's because it was the Miss Universe, you know, coronation night today. And it gave me a lot of like women empowerment vibes that I really needed to start the week. So, you know what? Let's start this.
It's a Monday. To all the first time listeners, welcome to the show. We talk about anything and everything under the sun. But as Rika did mention, we do have a little bit of structure. So we have the TTs, which are the trending topics of the week. But before we do that, we also do something called Where You Been, where we talk about our own lives.
That is true. And then after that, we usually just shout out some people. And I'm so excited to tell you about our week because we did a thing.
We did a thing, man.
Okay, so are we going to start the Where You Been?
We officially? Will. We just got to tease the TTs. Today's TT.
Okay,
today we have something cool happening in New York. We know we have some Leche fans in New York. It's related to Pinoy food. And Rika actually found this recently. Or just when did you find this, Rika? Today?
Maybe 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We'll talk about, of course, Miss Universe 2020. It's not 2021, which is kind of weird to me. I don't understand that numbering, but it's Miss Universe 2020, but it happened 2021. Also, the beach resort in Davao del Norte, I think, which had a
controversy.
Very big controversy. And then Moira de la Torre did something at an event, which a lot of people, it went viral because of a video and people are talking about it regarding it's like a face shield thing. And the PGH fire, of course, some sad news, but I think it's important that we talk about it because it was very big and it happened in Metro Manila. And those are the TTs for today. You can check the timestamps for those if you want to just skip right to it. But shall we do Where You Been, Rika? G.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, you want me to go first? Cool. I guess we should end it. I'll end it with the thing that we did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So other than that, I did nothing. I didn't do anything, man. I didn't do anything big this week.
You didn't try anything new? Did you go to the grocery?
I did not go grocery. It was bad this week. Oh, okay. I will admit I was very bad this week in terms of my budgeting, my spending broad fits. I'm sorry, man. I ate out, bro. I've spent so much on food delivery the last year in general, but this week was especially bad because I was, you know, potatoing at home, just watching and playing games. And I was like, shit, I want to go out to eat, but I'm going to go do this. I had some tacos and a quesadilla yesterday from this place called Nacho Libre, which is in Capitolio, right?
El Nacho Libre. I've never seen it. I'm so sorry. I don't really go around Capitolio. Okay.
El Nacho Libre. I had it delivered. Their tacos were okay, but their shrimp quesadilla was so good for me. I really enjoyed it, man. So I would recommend getting the quesadilla.
And you would know your tacos.
True that. There's this great taco place. I was talking to Rika about it earlier. I ordered the tacos and stuff because I saw in my cousin's stories. My cousin's in San Diego, California. They ate these tacos at this place called Tacos El Gordo, which is the best tacos, Rico G. You don't understand, bro. It's different. It's a different animal.
Ooh.
Shut up, man. What else did I do? I watched This Is the End again. Have you ever watched that movie? The comedy about it's the world ending. It's Seth Rogen, James Franco.
No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Jay Baruchel. They play themselves. Like, it's about all these actors who play, I guess, what do you call it? Like, you know, they're not really like that in real life, but they play a wild version of themselves in the movie. And then the world starts exploding. Like, the world, like, starts, there's like an apocalypse. And it's just a comedy about how they kind of, quote unquote, survive it.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, This Is the End. Good movie. What else did I do, man? I'm really grasping for straws right now, trying to think about what I did. I watched Miss Universe, which we'll talk about in a bit. Man, I don't know.
How about the games that you played?
Yes, Call of Duty Warzone. Logged many more hours into that. I watched more episodes of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend and Superstore, which I highly recommend. Oh, Jeppy, I actually watched a show that I talked about on Halo Halo last week, Ted Lasso. So she said that it was really good. So if you have Apple TV, go watch Ted Lasso.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, Ted Lasso, wait lang.
Maganda yan, Rika G.
Yeah, I think I've seen, clips. I don't know, something. Yeah, clips.
Oh, probably. I got there we go. I have something to talk about. I got an Amazon Echo Show 5, Show 5.
It's look like you fancy.
So basically you can talk to Alexa or whatever, and then you can say, Alexa, play blah, 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 and they'll do it. It's pretty cool. My dad sent it to me, and it's nice, man. It's got a screen. I would highly recommend if you can find I think they sell it here, Naman.
Can Alexa do that too? Because like I know you can, because I have a Google Home, and sometimes I would say that, let's say Google, my husband is RM, and then the next time you ask Google, who is my husband, and then it would say RM. I feel like. Yeah, I'm sure.
I think you could train it. There's so much to do with it, but it's got a cool 5-inch screen. That's why it's called the Show 5. I'm only using it as a speaker for Spotify. It's got a ton of features, like literally hundreds of features that I don't know how to use and I probably won't use anyway.
But dude, it's so fun to have like an assistant because you can just say, play the Halala Show on Spotify.
Yeah. Actually, I was using it to Google search some quick shit, like how many calories in a quesadilla.
True. You could say nice. Like, put a timer on for 5 minutes.
Alarm clock.
The recipe for a cookie and shit like that.
Yeah, it's
like
neat. That. It's neat. I had highly recommend it. The only thing is I have a little bit of a slight fear that it's listening in on me.
Oh, I'm sure. 100%.
It is, dude. Right? I'm just wondering if my Google searches are gonna, or yung mga ads na lalabas, it's just gonna start showing shit that I talk about. I mean, I'm alone here in my place, so, but you know, I feel
what
really
do you talk about?
I know, bro.
Yeah, nasty.
Yeah. But yeah, I would highly recommend getting one. And it's perfect for because, you know, I told you everyone on here that I got the smart lights last year or like in December.
Oh, you synced it?
I haven't synced it yet. I know I can. I just haven't taken the time because it's on my phone. It's on my iPhone, yung Siri, yung smart lights ko. But
right.
It's made my life so much easier. But I guess I don't know. It's probably made me lazier at the same time. But I think it's a great addition to the house if you have one. If you don't have one, you should get one. That is pretty much it, man. I didn't do anything at all this week. Like, besides the thing that we're going to talk about, which do you want to start with or do you want to end with that?
No, go ahead. You can tell us about it.
Well, Finn, and I'll let you take over, but we got tattoos.
Yes, we did. Okay, they're tiny, tiny ones, so don't freak out. And it's like, it's the letters THHS.
We have matching tattoos. It's literally the same design.
Yes, it's the same design. So we went to... Go ahead. You can tell them about it.
Well, okay. So when was that? Wednesday. Wednesday, Rika and I did our Lecheca recording. And then I don't know if you did you say it during Lecheca or was it after?
No, after.
Okay, after.
Because I was planning on
okay,
it.
Okay, Rika's like, yeah, yeah, there's this tattoo place that is they have an opening promo. The artist used to work at
Arte
Tattoo. So, you know, yeah, they have some credentials. And they have a promo, 2K. Is that the promo?
That's the minimum.
The minimum, but okay, for
like
so,
a,
yeah.
Yeah, for like a minimalist tattoo, you get get one, buy one, get one, basically. Yeah. But that's just a promo for this month until the end of the month, mm-hmm, which is pretty cool. So it's like a, so I saw the tattoo shop while I was walking my dog. So it's pretty near me. And then I told myself, you know what, now or never. And, you know, you should also grab this opportunity that they have the promo. It's like calling out to you, man.
Yeah.
This is the time. And most of the times, actually, most of the tattoos I have, mm-hmm, and I don't have a lot, they're unplanned. They just, you know, people just told me, oh, I'm in a tattoo shop. Do you want to come with me? And I'm like, mm-hmm, sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
And then I get a tattoo. So that's what happened. I told myself, you know what? I'm not going to think about it too much. I know what I like and whatever it is, I'm sure it's going to be great. So at first I was planning to go by myself. And then I asked JC if he just wanted to go with me, like, literally just be there.
Yeah.
And I convinced him to get matching tattoos.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because Rika already brought up the idea, like, tattoo. And I've always wanted a minimalist tattoo as well. All my tattoos are minimalist in a way.
Yeah.
But these are fine line tattoos, which I've never
really nice.
Never had. So first of all, the name of the shop is Pintadon.
Yes.
Pintadon.
Yes. On Instagram, it's Pintadon, Pintadon _ tattoo. And then they have the address there as well and all their contact information. They reply really fast on Instagram as well. They have a lot of, I mean, they've only been open for like, a couple of months, and they have a lot of clients already.
Less than 2 months.
Yeah, less than 2 months. It's really nice. And he because before, you know, before everything else, he needs to like set up the whole thing, right? He needs everything to be clean and to get the design right and everything. So I was just chatting him up and asking him a bunch of questions. Usually he gets like maybe 4 to 5 customers a day. Mm-hmm. Like 2 to 3, I think. But the day we went, I asked him tomorrow. I asked him how many customers he gets, and then he said nga parang yung mga ganung number.
Yeah.
And then he said like the next day, I think he's going to tattoo like 8 people or something like that. Besides, he gets like a lot. So, you know, people trust him, and I did too. The place is really nice as well. It looks like a beauty salon, bro. I know. It looks like a beauty salon / coffee shop. It doesn't have like, you know, because they do have a certain look when it comes to portraying tattoo shops, especially on movies and on TV shows, that, you know, like dark lighting and
skulls and snakes, skulls and dragons and shit.
Yeah, this one is like really nice. It's very refreshing, actually.
Not that tattoo parlors like that are bad, but we're just saying
of course, it's
different.
It's different. I've actually been to, you know, that kind of tattoo shop, and it didn't really scare me.
It's intimidating. I won't lie to you. All my tattoos prior have been at shops that were kind of like, well, you know, like that. And it's intimidating, bro.
True. But to be fair, it is a culture. It is part of a culture. It's kind of like, it's a culture in itself, and it's also part of another culture, you know, a huge one. There's the hip hop and music and skateboarding and
rock and roll.
Of course, I appreciate that. And I'm sure there's like history behind it. This time around, it's just a different experience. Actually, that place used to be, I know it used to be like a bar / restaurant. I've never been there when it was open, but I was super close to it. I just didn't think of going there when it was a restaurant back back then.
The place is literally 2 minute walk from Rika's place. So if you want to get
don't give away my address.
If you want to get one on a whim again, like, oh, I want to get a tattoo today, you can just say, I'm going to go walk there.
Yeah, so go check him out. The artist is named Don, and apparently he has another artist with him whenever they have like other clients as well. And yeah, you guys should, if you're planning, this is the sign. This is the sign you've been waiting for.
Yeah, if you're you can look at the portfolio on IG, and if you've been into looking for something small and minimalist, or maybe for a first timer, I think it's great. And
no, because I think, you know, different tattoo artists, they have their own specialties.
Yeah.
So I think this is his specialty.
And it didn't. Okay. So I'm a real bitch when it comes to pain. Like I
if you watched our Instagram stories, dude, ang daming kuyakoy na nangyari. Nervous kuyakoy.
I always say during every APE, every year, diba, yung blood draw, I always get like lightheaded.
Yeah.
But the pain for this one was, it was painful. Okay. I'm not going to lie. Course, this shit always hurts, bro. But it was the least painful of all the ones that I got done. Like out of all the ones.
And he did say that he used like a different, I don't know, mechanism or technology or something. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It was a nice experience.
So yeah, we got matching, but Rika got two of her own, like the ones that she originally planned. And I really liked them, especially the dog one.
I got a rib cage tattoo, pretty small, maybe like the size of my palm. Mm-hmm. Graphic, parang medyo graphic design-ish yung design ng pug. So it's a pug. And then on my back, I got a tiny Mike tattoo, you know, just to celebrate my job, I guess. Mm-hmm. You know, just to commemorate what I do in life, which is podcasting and being on the radio.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not really big on giving tattoo meanings because sometimes you just want to get I do have a huge X tattoo that does not mean anything. And that's it.
I have a heart one that doesn't mean anything.
That doesn't mean anything. Oh, it means you have a heart? I don't know.
Heart on, beautiful.
Heart on your sleeve? I don't know. But yeah. So if you guys want to get minimalist tattoos, you guys should really visit Pinta Don. And then as for me, not much, but I did go. I did take Pugsley, you know, because I've been babysitting him and I adopted him for a month. I did take him to Eastwood with my co-hosts on the Morning Rush, our radio show. And we just hung out there. Basically, we walked around for maybe just a few minutes, but most of the time we just sat down in a coffee shop outside, obviously, just to chat up and take Pugsley in a different area, I guess. I didn't want him to feel cooped up. But the thing is, something happened after that. On our way home, I think, basta parang something happened and I hit another car. Not too hard. Okay, not too hard. As in scratch lang and maybe a little dent on my side. No dent on his side. So that's how light it was.
A fender bender?
Just a little fender bender. Not too big. Nothing major. But I just wanted it to go away. I was thinking because, you know, really, I was just thinking the first person I think about when I'm in trouble is really my sister. I called my sister right away and she told me, you can go the insurance route, but it's gonna cost you as well. So ask how much they're gonna get it repaired. If it's less than the amount for the insurance, then because it's called like, I don't know, the participation fee. Broadfits, we need you. it was actually half the fee that I was supposed to pay for the insurance. So I said, can I just pay you up front right now? And they were really nice. I was actually more concerned about the people inside the car. I didn't want them to feel like I did it on purpose or I was just being negligent. I actually explained the whole situation. They were really nice. I even asked the person he was with if you're okay, if you hit your head or whatever. They said they were fine. And after settling everything, so I transferred the money right away. After settling everything, I asked the guy, sir, do you know anything about cars? Can you look at the dent that I have and how much it would, you know, cost me.
Right.
And he said, oh yeah, no, it won't cost you more than what you gave me. So it's more or less the same thing.
Mm.
Obviously you just have to go to a place. And I think because he has his own place and I have my own. So he said, it's nothing major, so don't worry about it. And I said, okay, thank you. that's how much I wanted it to go away. Literally, yeah. When I transferred, I said, sir, thank you so much for understanding. But I did say it was totally my fault, you know, because you know what?
But you know, you're not supposed to, right? Well, that's what I was taught.
Really?
When it comes to, let's say you get into an accident in the States, at least in the States, I don't know about here. But if you get into an accident in the States, you're not supposed to admit fault. You just kind of you let the insurance take care of it. Because if you admit fault, then you kind of
I have to pay.
You become more culpable. You're already culpable. That's what I was told. But I never got into an accident, so I never had to figure it out.
I know, it's just
in the moment you'd feel apologetic.
That's true.
Especially
that's
if it really was your fault.
I just really wanted them to be okay.
Because my
concern was what if somebody was hitting the head or the head or whatever. But we learn, you know, with these things.
Have you ever been in a big accident?
Major accident? Yeah. No, not really. Thankfully, and I never want that to happen to anybody. And just be careful when you drive. You know, after that, I kind of had to stop and think and I had to tell myself, you know what? When you're driving, 100% of your time should be
on
the road. And even if somebody's calling or something fell or whatever, just it should be there, because I actually told myself, you know what, either way, because you're handling a machine and the machine is always at fault because in my head, I was already thinking about the worst thing that could happen the next time around if I'm not careful, which is to hit another human being, which you don't want that to happen.
Exactly.
So with these things, so that I remember every time I drive, I think about the worst thing that could happen, so that I'm reminded that you don't want that to happen. So just be careful on the road, you guys, especially, you know, it's okay to listen to music, I guess, or, you know, the podcast or whatever, but just be careful and your focus should be 100% on the road. Mm-hmm. So I was thankful that that was finished, that was done. And then what else? Oh, yeah. So we got the tattoo. And I did something else. Oh, I've been running almost every day this week. Maybe I took a couple of, like maybe one day break, but I kind of get it when they say I have the runner. You get the runner's high.
You have a runner's high now?
I do. Sometimes you're like
a monster high.
I mean, I don't run for a long time. I do run for like 30 minutes a day.
That's a long time.
And then not like tuloy-tuloy. I have like this, what do you call that? Interval. So somebody taught me like an interval that they did when they were training. When they were training for a marathon. So what I do is a 1 minute walk and a 4 minute run. Like, but the thing is, I think that works well for me because I know that after the 4 minute run, I can walk, which means I can pace myself for the 4 minutes. You know how when you're not really, parang pag hindi mo pinapansin yung biglang nagtagalog. Sorry, I can't put it into words. Pag hindi mo pinapansin yung run mo and how you run, sometimes you just run super fast and then you get tired right away.
Yeah.
But when I time my runs, I can actually pace myself better. I can tell myself, you know what? First 2 minutes, just like jog a little lightly and then you can like, and I think it heavily depends on the music I listen to. So I have a playlist right now and most of the time I pace my run with the music. My favorite is, believe it or not, Up by Cardi B. It
has the
best BPM ever for like a good run. So,
There are whole playlists which are tuned to the beats per minute of a song. Mm-hmm. So if you want to run at a certain pace, you can find the play. Like if you want like 60 beats per minute, 70 beat per minute playlist.
Yeah. It's helpful for cycling, indoor cycling. It's also helpful for jump rope when you're jumping, and then for running as well. So those
that interval training is actually cool, because the one you said like 4 minutes on, because it's just one song. And then, you know, like if you, especially if you know the song, you know, you're like, oh shit, the song's almost finished. I can,
and then
I'll be taking a break soon.
Because I run in a certain street here near my place, and I kind of get my pace now that when I run at this pace, I would end at this spot. But when I go past that spot, it means that I ran faster that time around. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm just, you know me, I'm a little paranoid. Sometimes I switch it around when it comes to the places I run, because it's probably the movies that I watch and the documentaries, but I'm paranoid that, you know, people might be parang taking, I don't know, like watching, or mapapansin nila that I run there almost every day and something could happen. So I switch it around from time to time where I run, so that, I don't know, para hindi siya routine. It doesn't get routinary. Is that a word?
Routinary.
Sure. Routinization as in.
What else did you do? Did you do anything
else?
I
hate you. Nothing.
Getting matching tattoos that we, when we link our tattoos, we gain powers.
Yeah, we gain powers. Mine is, I put it on my back.
Mine's on my right wrist. So, and I just got to hit Rick in the back. Power up.
Sorry, guys. Sorry. Okay. That's it, Finn.
Let's do some TTs. Wapow.
Yeah.
Let's start with Miss Universe, man.
Okay.
Full disclosure. I watched on Sunday or Saturday rather, like the whatever that, you know, how they had these. I don't know what if it was all the contestants. There's a lot of them still. I did not watch top 20, 21 onwards, except for the Q&A. I watched the Q&A on YouTube because I was still asleep. I literally just woke up an hour before recording this.
Yeah. Okay. So the thing is, we can't really talk about Miss Universe in full because a lot of things happen. Mm. And there are a lot of podcasts out there that go, you know, deep dive on the Miss Universe pageant. Mm. You guys can listen to that. But I do want to focus on a thing that I did, which I didn't mention in Where You Been, but I'm going to mention now.
Okay.
I listened to a Shared Spaces session, which they have on Twitter, right? You know, you can like just Twitter listen spaces. In. You can also be a speaker there and stuff like that. But there's a Shared Spaces session that was, if I'm not mistaken, because I only see the tweets, it was, you know, it created by a team called Team Asim. I'm not sure if that's correct, but that's what I saw. And they do hold like certain shared spaces about like certain topics. But this time around, they did one for the Miss Universe, and they invited Pia Wurtzbach, Ariella Arida, and like other queens out there. And it was just really nice to actually be able to hear them in like not a super official setting, like let's say a radio show or a TV interview. They're literally just talking on Twitter, just as themselves. So it was really nice. They opened the floor for questions from the listeners. And I actually was a little late to the Shared Spaces. Actually, the hashtag, if you guys want to check out all the tweets and the updates about the Shared Spaces, the hashtag was called Miss You Like Crazy. So MISSU and then like crazy. One of the main things that I took out, that I took from that Shared Spaces, Shared Spaces sessions was that when they asked the queens, you know, what would be your advice for, you know, the future queens and people who would want to join these kinds of pageants would be, it's actually really great. One of the queens said that it's more than the crown. You know, it's really more right now, the whole pageant universe, pageant world is really focusing on women empowerment, who you are as a person and what could be your impact, and not just a face on the screen for one day for the whole year. It's really more on what you do after. So of course it's nice if you win the crown, but what do you do after the whole thing? Now that you have this whole platform, the world is watching you. And I love that about it. I love that it has morphed into something more than the physical beauty, which is great. Of course, I still appreciate it when, you know, they rock the gown and when they rock the whole walk and everything, but it's really more than that. That's why they have their own advocacies. They have their own charities that they're passionate about. And right now, when you watch the whole, like, because they have like VCRs in between the breaks for the coronation nights and even the other competitions, sometimes they talk about like real world stuff that we want to hear, like internet trolling and how you are on social media, body positivity. And, you know, they even talk about how they're proud of their skin and you should be proud. And they also share like personal stories about sexual abuse, like colorism in their country. It's just, it's so great that it's more than putting on a dress and winning that crown. I love it. They also, in the shared spaces, they also talk about transgender women being in the competition. And actually, Pia Wurzbach spoke up about it as well and said that they're actually in talks and they super support it, of course. But the thing is, she also spoke about it candidly. She said that, of course, there are a lot of hindrances when it comes to that because, you know, it's an organization. It's not just one person. It's not just one person behind all of this. So that's why parang they have all these rules and regulations in place if they want like transgender women to be in the competition. But it did happen. Remember, like a couple of years ago, I believe there was a transgender candidate in the Miss Universe competition, which is, and they said that we are so close. They were actually telling everybody in the shared spaces session that we're so close, you guys. So just, you know, support the whole movement. And it was really nice. It was really nice. I love it. It wasn't just about the gowns and talking about, I don't know, like yung mga petty, like catty stuff. Because honestly, I think it's so dated when people talk about na, oh, ano, may isang contestant, nagalit sa isang contestant. And I'm like, we should really stop pinning women against each other. It is so dated. It is not cute anymore. Even if
not the vibe.
It's not the vibe anymore.
It's not bussing, bro.
Even if it's a joke, I don't know. I don't think it's cute anymore. So congratulations to Miss Mexico. Andre Meza.
Yeah, Mexico's Andrea Meza. She bested this, according to Yahoo News. I'm reading this. Bested 73 other contestants at the 69th edition of the beauty pageant, which was held at the Hard Rock Hotel, the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel in Hollywood, Florida. Nakasulat dito sa Yahoo News.
And Luis Fonsi performed as well.
Okay.
Really nice. And I think a lot of people had fun with, you know, the hosts as well. They had a lot of thoughts, people from the internet, especially Olivia Culpo. People have been saying that she was a little, I don't know.
She had a lot of outfit changes though.
Yeah, but people also said that wala siya masyadong energy. I'm not sure. You know what? This is a big production that I feel like a lot of things go on behind the scenes. I'm just not sure. I don't have thoughts about it.
Okay.
I mean, I would love to host something big like that as well. So, but still, congratulations to all of the winners.
Yeah.
And of just course, to Rabia Mateo, of course.
Top 21. She made top 21. Brazil's Julia Gama was first runner-up. Peru's Janik Maceta, second runner-up. India, India's Adeline Castellino, and then Dominican Republic's Kimberly Perez rounded out the top five right there.
Yeah, so before, so after Miss Philippines, I rooted for Miss Thailand. I really like her.
Oh, Thailand for real, for
Thailand
sure.
Thailand is, wow, bombshell. I tweeted about it over the weekend.
Miss Thailand was my favorite.
And then next it was Miss India. I love her. And her answer, wow.
Yeah. A lot of people were the final Q&A was a little bit controversial if you check Twitter. Of course, we're not going to, you know, say who deserved to win or whatever. But I really, really, really liked Peru's answer. I think with that answer, she would have won in a different year. Like, it was incredible. Her answer was so well done. It was about like women and how especially a lot of young women had domestic abuse and how she would address it. Dude, it was such a good answer. Even Pia Wurzbach tweeted about how she got, I think, like chills or something.
And kudos to her because, you know, she was being very vulnerable with her answer as well, saying that because she also experienced it. And it's not an easy thing to say, especially in front of thousands and thousands of people. So kudos to her and to all the women in the Miss Universe pageant. Thank you for giving us such a great, great entertaining pageant. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, also made us think. I love that.
So, congratulations once again to Miss Mexico, Miss Universe 2020. Wapow.
Wapow.
All right. Let's do a little bit of the more hard hitting stuff first. PGH. So fire hits Philippine General Hospital. This was according to Rappler. So let's just give you the details. But government run PGH was hit by a fire early Sunday morning, yesterday, May 16. And the first alarm was raised at 12:41 a.m. Sunday morning. And then second alarm at 12:58 a.m. So just a few minutes later. And it was not looking good, man. There was a lot going on.
And it's very concerning because they do have a lot of COVID patients there as well. They have a big COVID ward. And they also have other patients there. Just seeing the photos, it broke my heart.
And videos, too. There are videos,
It broke my heart. I'm sure it was really scary. And not just for the patients, also for the staff and the doctors, everybody working there. And if I'm not mistaken, they're also calling for donations.
Yeah.
They have... Should we say? Okay, so
if you have some,
So it says here, this is from somebody who not sure who tweeted. Yes. So they said that you can bring food to the Ortol building, ORTOLL building, left side from Taft. And then for non-food items, you can bring it to the nurse's home, which is on the right side entering from Taft. And then for cash, you can also go to their cashier. And then they also have here the numbers and everything. You guys can look it up. I think the person who tweeted this is Ronnie Batts at R-O-N-I-B-A-T-S.
Got it. I mean, so first of all, just to know, as of the time of this recording, there's no official cause of fire. It's still under investigation. But it kind of went wild on social media as well, because a lot of people were saying that the response wasn't enough or whatever from the government side of things. And then that the first initial reaction was to ask the public for help. Some people were like, oh, but we're able to afford certain things, you know, and I'm not going to name all the things, you know, Dolomite.
Obviously all of these things will come up when something devastating like this happens. It just, it just reminds us that the government is lacking in some certain areas. But for me personally, I'm really concerned about the people who were there. And very thankful, obviously, for the people who are trying to help. I'm going to try to help as well.
Yeah, that's PGH housed, by the way, 90% of PGH's COVID-19 beds remained occupied earlier in this early part of May. So really, it's like it's just full of, you know, all the most vulnerable people. And then to be hit with a fire, bro, it's like what could go wrong will go wrong. Will go wrong? Well, I forgot what it's called. What could go wrong will go wrong. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I really hope that they I mean, they had, if you saw online, you know, all the fire trucks were going. I think at least in terms of the fire response, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I believe Red Cross sent in 2 fire trucks right away. So there, you can also see all the details for donations online in Inquirer. They also posted it, or they also have it in Rappler. So if you guys want to help, and that's the thing. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we could always call out the government or people in charge, you know, for a better response, for better help, but you could also help personally.
Yeah.
As one human being to another human being.
Yeah. So at least for as of now, they were able to at least relocate back to some of their departments, the ones that were not damaged by the fire. So things are, they're still operating at least. So it wasn't the whole hospital, thank goodness. But yeah, I guess we'll just have to see what happens from now. But best of luck and try to help out, as Rika said. Wapow?
Wapow.
Let's do what you want to do, Rika. We still have 3 more things. We have the pop-up in New York. We have Moira. And then we have the resort, which I think we should save for last. Sorry, the resort thing.
Yeah.
So should we do the New York pop-up?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to do this one?
Okay. So there, I just saw this like 10 minutes before we
recorded.
We went on Zoom, but it's just pretty cool and it's really nice. I mean, it's always nice to see, the Filipino culture being, introduced to another culture, I guess. So there is this street food pop-up in New York, and I think they are called So Sarap. So right now, if you see the photo, this is from Esquire. If you see the photo, it's literally like you're in the Philippines. Kasi kita mo yung isaw, kita mo yung barbecue, may mga dip. It's just really nice to see it being introduced to another set of people, I guess, out there. So it's a pop-up called So Sarap in New York City. I believe they are in Soho. There we go. And you could see here, dude, like isaw hot dog.
Fishball.
Fishball, dude, ang sarap.
Ice candy.
They also have that. Yeah.
Bagoong and so, green mango.
Apparently, it was founded by Chef Vijay Navarro and his high school friend, Sebastian Shan. That's cool.
Sebastian Shan. The winter shoulder.
But anyway, so they started this out. And it was actually, the idea is from Vijay's father, Manong Ilio, who was also a street food vendor back in the Philippines. But now they have a 9-person team. Yeah. Super cool. And it's a whole, dude, I think the reason why it parang medyo patok siya, it's because, you know, These are young people as well.
Yeah.
You know, who know the people around the area. You know, it's a whole culture that they have and a whole community that they introduced in New York, especially. And a lot of things actually are happening when it comes to Filipinos being introduced in another part of the world, because I believe in Times Square, like in New York, they flashed a photo of Nadine Lustre and James Reed because of their new songs that are out now. Of course, backed by Spotify.
Yeah.
Backed up by Spotify. It's just really cool to see that we're in a global stage right now. And I feel like we're onto something.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. And this is like,
I agree.
Right? We're onto something. And I feel like something is burning and it's just about to pop, man. It's about to pop. And I cannot wait.
Like,
the best time to feel proud that you are a Filipino, because why not? Whether it's in food, whether it's in music, whatever it is. I mean, like, you know me, I listen to local artists that we have, and I cannot stress the fact that we have a lot of talent here in the Philippines that if we just introduce to the world at the right time, my goodness, people will just, I feel like we can, parang pwede tayong makisabay with the whole K-wave, the K-pop wave, or the diba, Latino music. It's just, it is so cool.
Yeah, because I totally agree with you, friend.
Diba? It's a talent that I feel like the world will devour. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so proud. I'm so proud.
By the way, So Sarap has a IG, So Sarap NYC. And they're not new, by the way. They started last year, but they kind of just, you know, there's an article. This article that we're reading was just posted yesterday. So they're kind of, I guess, gaining more traction. Mm-hmm, and I like the quote here in the article. I think it's coming from their team. Our mission is to remind you of your childhood memories and give you a taste of what Filipino street food is about. So they're basically, they're targeting a Pinoys that kind of want the, you know, that taste of home. And as they said, a taste of what Filipino street food is all about.
Yes.
And our street food is fucking the best.
The bomb, the bomb. And I think that this type of street food is just one aspect, because if you go to different regions and different areas in the Philippines, they have different kinds of street food. And I'm not saying that dito enough, but it's so nice that they're trying to introduce it to, you know, I guess if I could say, like, the Western culture, mm-hmm. right? Very new to them. So I hope that this is like the entryway into people appreciating the Filipino culture more. I love it.
IG is so aesthetic, by the way. Like, it's true. So aesthetic.
Even like the clothes that they're wearing, I know that these are like, you know,
those are your people, Rikuji.
My peeps.
Those are your peeps, friend.
I can identify with these people. So really cool. And I do know that we have Leche fans in New York. So if you guys are around the area and if you guys can visit, please support them. Please.
Yeah, tag us. Tag us in the, take an IG mm-hmm. story.
Oo nga, ikain niyo naman kami. Kasi dito niyo kami. Oy, pero kaka-street food ko lang the other day. Diba nag-isaw ako?
Oo nga,
dude, I ate like 10 sticks of isaw in one sitting.
While I watched, because I was on a diet.
I do not regret a single thing.
There you go.
So there we go.
Wapow,
congratulations to you guys.
Congrats.
Wapow.
Let's talk Moira real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Moira. Okay, so our Leche fans actually posted it on the Hala Hala Show Leche Fam Facebook group. So if you're not part of that group, go join it. But they wanted us to talk about Moira and her gigantic face shield.
It's a body shield at this point.
There's a video that went viral online where Moira is performing at an event.
Mm-hmm.
And she's not wearing a mask. I mean, nothing. We're not knocking Moira. We're just describing the video. She's not wearing a mask, but she's holding a para siyang how do you describe
it's like
it?
A windshield,
like a windshield, but it's on
with
it's
wheels
on
yeah. Yeah,
para siyang ano, a riot shield for, you know, when there's protests and shit.
Yeah,
like it's she's holding it and she's rolling it along while singing.
I think the whole issue here, aside from that, I mean, because it could be, I guess, hindi naman niya decision, I guess, like, yeah, let's say the client made her do it. But I think the whole issue here is she passed on her mic to another person.
Yeah.
The same mic that she was using. Right. And that could be a way to transmit the virus. And they're just saying that, you know, you're doing all of these precautions with a whole body shield. But then sometimes we forget, I guess, na these things we still have to be careful about.
Yeah, it's
especially the mic.
Literally, an article from Cebu Daily News Inquirer Net says mm-hmm. that it's literally a life size face shield.
It is. It's a life size face shield. I mean, people had fun with it, but we have to remember that these things, I think it just sometimes, parang it gives us a false sense of security.
Mm.
Na let's say kunwari, hindi nag-alcohol naman ako, but still you have to wash your hands. Hindi naka-mask naman ako eh, but if you don't have to be outside, don't be outside. Mga ganun. So we just have to be, I guess, extra careful. Kasi right now, especially in our lives, it's just, you know, we know people personally, diba, who yes. have contracted the virus. And sometimes kasi we forget, especially if we don't have people in our lives who have it.
Mm-hmm.
Yung parang di tayo masyadong naapektuhan, but now that it's, alam mo yun, parang getting closer and closer.
Oh, by the way, Rika G, speaking, since we're on the topic, in the yeah. States, the CDC mm-hmm. Has already made it. They've released a statement saying that fully vaccinated people no longer need to wear a mask or physically distance when outdoors or indoors in large or small gatherings, according to the new CDC guidelines. And I mean, it's hopeful in a way because, you know, it will encourage people to get masks.
Also a bit dangerous.
But yeah. My question is, how do you know? Like, I'm sure there are people who will just say that they are, but they.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to think the best of people, but there are some fuckers out there, right? That are going to, you know, they're gonna be like, yeah, I'm vaccinated. But they did say the fully vaccinated should continue to wear a mask while traveling by plane, bus or train. And the guidance doesn't apply to certain locations such as hospitals, nursing homes and prisons. But everywhere else, it's fair game. If you're fully vaccinated in the U.S., CDC says you don't need to wear a mask anymore.
Damn.
Yeah.
I do know some people who live in the States, and then when they saw that announcement, they said, fuck no, I'm not going out. I'm not, you know, I'm not going to wear a mask outside. They're like, fuck that shit.
Yeah. But at least there's a little sense of normalcy returning for a lot of
hopefully people. I think baka kasi it's their way of starting to get the get the ball rolling, I guess. But yeah, let's just be extra cautious these days.
Yeah. And there's no mandate though. They're not gonna like, so the concern is how will you know if people are lying? Will there be some sort of ID or do you need to show proof? But according to the Biden administration, according to this article from Wall Street Journal, that there will be no federal mandate for a single vaccination credential. So,
parang gusto kong isend sa kanila yung GIF ni Cardi B na, what was the reason?
What was the reason? and there's a funny thing that I saw Nikki post, our co-DJ Nikki, that there, I didn't look into it, but apparently, Rika G, the anti-vaxxers are now wearing masks to protect themselves from the vaccinated.
The tables have turned. It's like,
fuck, man.
Are they saying we have the virus?
I mean,
like the vaccinated people?
I mean, at least they're saying now that masks protect you from something, right? Stupid asses.
Fuck, man.
The Moira thing, going back to the Moira thing, first of all, I don't know who greenlit that idea. Yeah. Tara, it's just,
yeah, I also don't blame her. We're not blaming her at all.
It's just, it's weird. Like, what
it's a little weird. Yeah.
What a weird, what a weird thing to have at an event and to pass the mic. Okay. The pass the mic thing, I was not a little bit, you shouldn't have done that, I think, but the face shield thing, it's kind of just,
yeah, I guess show, it's like, right? It's like another thing that distracted us from all of this.
Right.
When we saw that video.
Yeah. Damn, man. Whoop-ow? Okay, last thing we're going to talk about is, I guess, the hot topic of the week, the really, really the hottest topic of the week on social media, about a resort in Davao del Norte, which sparked online outrage, according to Rappler, online outrage over discrimination versus a transgender guest and transgender guests in general.
Okay, so the thing is, they released a statement after this. They posted on their Facebook page, "We inform to the public we cannot accommodate transgender because we have no facility for them to avoid issues." Yeah, so the last line for me was a little bit confusing because, I mean, okay, we're going to get into that. But the resort owner was also interviewed and he did say this on the interview. "We strictly implement walang transgender makakapasok sa babaeng CR. Dalawa lang CR natin, male at female. Pinoprotektahan natin ang women than gays. Kung ang lalaki ang makarape sa babae, mabubuntis talaga yan, etc. Pero ang gay, marape man ng lalaki, walang masamang mangyayari." This was translated because I believe it was said in their dialect. Mm. So that was the translation. And I think there's a lot to pick in all of these, in the whole issue and the statement.
Yeah. Let's talk about the issue first though, why it happened. So the name of the resort, Isla Rieta Beach Resort, they blocked the transgender woman named Shannon Remotigue Gonzaga from using their women's bathroom during her stay at the resort. In a Facebook post that Gonzaga posted, said one of the resort's employees asked for proof that she had undergone sex reassignment surgery before allowing her to use the bathroom of her choice, which is fucking insane, bro.
That is insane.
I would punch somebody, bro, if somebody asked me that,
you know,
or
what?
Asked anybody that. That's so stupid.
After seeing all the news about this, the whole issue, so obviously I went online just to make, parang to get some information about this, just to shed some light on this. And then there's this one article on the Rolling Stone, I believe, that they interviewed transgender people. And their experiences in the bathroom. And obviously it's heartbreaking. There's this one woman who said that they just feel unsafe, that they would run inside the cubicle, do their business, and then they have to wait for the people to leave before running out. They don't even think about washing their hands, which is another concern in itself. But that's because, they fear for their life. Mm-hmm. And not just that, they want to avoid embarrassment, confrontation, which shouldn't even happen because this is a public restroom, first of all. And most of these statements in that article, they say that we just want to do our business. We don't want to do anything else there. Mm-hmm. You know, going to a public bathroom in itself, it has some risks. And it's not like they're adding a risk to that because it's a public restroom.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And what they want to do there is do number one, number two, wash their hands and leave.
Yeah.
You know, people don't want to do other stuff there. I mean, like, I don't want to do other stuff there, obviously. And it's just so sad that, you know, like people actually have to go through this. The thing is, I think that even if we have laws and policies protecting transgender and the LGBTQ community or LGBTQ people from all of these bad experiences, I think it's in the people itself. Let's say, obviously, I think one of the main reasons why, let's say, the management felt this, they had to do this, is because people were complaining. Kasi iniisip ko kung paano kapag walang nag-complain. And let's say the owners is fine with it. Fine. Mm. But dahil may nag-complain ng mga tao, they had to do this move, right? Yeah,
they explained that the resort explained that other female guests mm-mm. previously have said that they were uncomfortable sharing shower rooms with trans women.
Yeah.
And that's a statement that they said.
Which I think is not... You know, it's parang we're facing a bigger problem. You know, I don't have like a lot of knowledge about it. It's just that I think it's just being
still transphobia.
Transphobia, exactly.
Out and about in the world. It's very prevalent, especially here in the Philippines. I think
the thing is, parang sa akin, it all boils down to let's educate people. Let's educate people. Have more spaces or parang platforms for transgender people to actually say that, hello, this is who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parang we're not, parang,
I feel you.
Diba? Na parang, it's parang hindi na kasi siya just blaming, let's say, a certain manager or an owner. It's really the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it's really up to us to inform ourselves.
Yeah, and I think
about this whole issue.
It's also kind of sad that let's say transgender people, they have to demand or ask for a separate thing, like in this case, a shower room, right? I think it's kind of sad that that's even a thing, right? Because the fact that they have to have their own thing when they could use the shower room of whatever, you know, they identify as, they should be able to without even
giving
a second thought or having a exclusive place only transgender people. Like, that's such a silly thing, I think, they should just be able to use the shower room, right?
Exactly. But what do you think about, you know, how there are malls right now that have gender neutral bathrooms. What do you think about that?
Yeah, we talked about it on here. I'm all good with it. You know, I guess my only thing, I guess if I will admit, is that when I'm in a bathroom with a dude, I don't think about my shit smelling. Does that make sense? I don't know. Is that weird? Like, yeah, if I walk out and I see a girl, I would be more shy to share my shit smell. I don't know if that's weird or not. I don't
which
know.
Which is the point. Na parang, that, di ba parang usually when you go in a public bathroom, ano mong pinapansin mo? Sarili mo lang naman eh. True. It's not like you're going there for other things.
True. But I will say, let's say I'm taking a poop and I walk out and I see my crush, I would be very, very, I would get the fuck out of there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
But other than that.
Which has happened.
I've actually, we didn't poo, we peed. Like Lexi, my former radio partner, we peed next to each other because in Taiwan, it was like a shared bathroom. Like,
yeah.
So we peed at the same time. We had a conversation. We said we were bonded for life because we peed next to each other. I'm okay with it, man.
Oh my gosh. It's such a hard thing to talk about because I must admit, I'm really not knowledgeable about these things right now, which I would want to be. And I promise myself talaga to read up more about it. There are a lot of other like resources when it comes to knowing more about transgenders and what they go through on a daily basis, and even LGBTQ, the community as well. So I promise myself talaga to read up more about it. So that we can have more discussions, right?
Yeah. So this resort, man, they are handling it poorly. I feel like they keep digging themselves into, like, they keep trying to defend their statements, whether they say, oh, it's because guests said this, or you know, we, especially the last part that you mentioned about the cisgenders, whatever they said in that statement was so silly, man. Like, it's so dumb. Mm-hmm. And I think we should just, once again, just the statement that the Hala Hala Show stands behind, right, is that trans women are women. Mm-hmm. So just, and trans men are men, right? So just let them use the fucking bathroom, dude. What the hell, bro? I mean, I don't know, bro. Like, it's so crazy to me. But I know there's still a lot of room for growth for everybody in the world.
And I mean, like, you have to remember because it's a systemic thing, but also, like I said, a human thing that we can change, right? Yeah.
And I would say it's still, I especially due to the, I get the new, that, you know, the technology, the modernization of, you know, transitioning, you know, the surgeries and whatever, that maybe that's why more, I don't know the statistics. I'm not going to make it up or anything, but I would venture to say that it's becoming more prevalent or whatever. I don't know. What do you think about that? Because trans women, trans men, you know how sometimes a lot of them, their goal is to opt for surgery and whatever to fully transition. I don't know if that's the term, but I would say in the more recent decades, it's becoming more prevalent because of the technology. So it's still a new thing. Like, I would say in the 20s and the 30s, 1920s, 1930s, they're probably, I mean, of course there were trans people, you know, throughout history, but now, because it's becoming something that's more doable, I would say, or even maybe more affordable to fully transition, it's something that we are learning more about, and it's something that is becoming more common.
I think kasi ano eh, parang where we at right now is base knowledge gets more. Because I feel like the reason why this happened is because they're aware that there are transgenders, but there's no understanding.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm diba? Saying. Like, it's not, it's yeah. still fairly new to it's everybody. It's just a
base knowledge and then prejudice right away.
Right, right.
You know that there are, people know that there are transgenders in the world, and then they go ahead with their prejudice, mm-hmm. their judgment,
yeah.
instead of knowing more about it and what it is, what is it about mm-hmm. and who they are actually, that, you know, we're all human beings on this earth.
Yeah.
All just trying to live, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
So yeah, that resort, I wouldn't go there.
Oh, yeah.
But I hope that they change their stance on it. I hope they get some people who are, I hope they can educate themselves and release some sort of honest apology and show proof that they've learned from this. Well, I would call this a very bad error on their part. Anything else you want to say about this, Rika?
That's it, man.
That's it. Well, pal, man, let's shout out some folks on the social media spheres.
Yeah. By the way, thank you for everyone who tweeted us over the week. I've been wala lang parang minsan kasi I just try to tweet something, and then we did the what was the last thing you saved on your phone. And a lot of people actually said, I mean, a lot of you actually sent in their tweets. So yeah. Thanks for that. Shout out to Kira on Twitter, Cobber Iron, and to Deuce X, Sheep People Watch, Abby Winner, and to Juice Blank. Hello there. Shout out also to Nothing to See Here and I'm Diva, Courtney Fofo. Bruce, shout out to you. Oh, shout out to Jean who followed us, and to DLXB, also to who else followed us. Oh, last one, this guy JV. Shout out
on IG, Carl Daniel 14, hey Ace 17, Enzo Mainit, Salkinism, Japes Balgua, Blep Tom, Aesop, Michelle Rose, who's actually the sister of Pinta Don, who followed us on.
Oh, cool.
Shout out also to Jeremiah 2001, Al Burp, Argel Carlo, Glenn Kier, Aza Sia Zoe, and Castro Nika for following us on the Halala Show's Instagram. So it's the Halala Show everywhere except IG, where it's just Halala Show. So drop the. You can email us at thehalalashow@gmail.com. And of course, reminder, we still have merch.
Yes, we do. All the details are on our Instagram. Promise na talaga, I'm going to make a post on our group so that it's easier.
Get for some people t-shirts, to see. Baby.
Get some shirts, you guys. Ang init.
The Halala shirts are cool, man. They're so cool.
Yes, they are.
And Let Chica coming out this Wednesday. But that's it, man. Anything else?
That's it, you guys. Just follow us everywhere. Okay. And hope you guys enjoy this one.
Yep. Have a great week ahead. Extra song. Halala Show.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.